Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance. A couple of regional news stories. With more than 800 miles of California coastline, there's a lot to risk as temperatures warm and seas rise. As CAP Radio's Ezra David Romero reports, a NASA satellite that launched on Saturday aims to help communities better understand how to adapt to rising seas.
The Sentinel-6 satellite will be able to track sea level rise within centimeters. The goal of the mission is to unfold how much the seas will rise over the next decade. Ice melt has caused oceans to rise about 8 inches since 1880, and by the end of the century could rise 4 feet. Ben Hamlington is with the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory. He says to know how sea level rise will impact the state will take a global understanding.
We know sea level is going up off the coast of California. Scientifically, the coast of California is a really interesting scientific problem. A number of processes at play, and really, you have to bring so many different observations to bear to try to understand sea level here.
Hamlington says the satellite's accuracy will allow for insights into how rising seas may directly impact communities and businesses. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
California Governor Gavin Newsom and his family are quarantining after three of his children were exposed to someone who tested positive for the coronavirus. A spokesperson says in an emailed statement that Newsom, his wife, and four children all tested negative for the virus yesterday. Newsom was notified Friday evening that a California Highway Patrol member who had contact with three of his children has later tested positive for the virus. The California Highway Patrol provides security for Newsom and his family. The family will continue to receive tests. The longtime head of the California and Hawaii chapter of the NAACP will resign in December after she again faced conflict of interest allegations involving her political consulting company. Alice Huffman will end her tenure on December 1st after 20 years as leader of the chapter. The 84-year-old cited health concerns as a reason for stepping down. Campaigns for and against several ballot measures paid Huffman's consulting firm roughly $1.7 million over the course of this year's election. Critics accused Huffman for aiding campaigns that did not hold the NAACP's values. Huffman will continue to lead her political consulting firm and stay on as member of the NAACP National Board. It's the morning after the biggest fire Berkeley has seen in 9 years. It was a six-alarm fire. We rarely hear about six-alarm fires anywhere. Thick plume of smoke was still rising from the burnt-out apartment building under construction at 2067 University Avenue at Shattuck in downtown Berkeley. The cause of fire, which broke out 5:30 p.m. Saturday evening, is still unknown. Crews can still not access the inside of the building, which makes it impossible to investigate and identify the source. Inspectors were at the site Sunday morning to assess the risk of collapse, something first responders were acutely aware of. That story from Berkeley Side. California's push to eliminate new gas-powered vehicles from the state's roads in 15 years has not triggered a huge spike in zero-emission vehicle sales yet. Third quarter numbers show they represent only 6.7% of alternative fuel vehicle sales, up from 5.1% a year ago. Rob Lapsley is with the California Business Roundtable. The group is critical of the Newsom administration's efforts to make all new vehicles zero emission by 2035.
Yes, they're up to 6.7%, and there is a market for this, but we're not going to reach our goals. And they need to start rethinking that now before we get further, because it still comes down to how you're going to pay for it. You have to build the infrastructure, and they don't even yet talk about how all that's going to get paid for, because that's billions and billions and billions of dollars.
But supporters of the zero emission by 2035 goal say the electric car market is still growing and incentives would help boost sales. Meanwhile, new registrations of all vehicles, internal combustion engine, as well as electric and hybrids, are expected to drop by 20% from last year, mostly because of the coronavirus lockdown. Two people are dead and multiple others are injured following a church stabbing in San Jose late yesterday. Police say the stabbing happened at Grace Baptist Church. It's unclear exactly how many people were wounded. Police say there was no confirmation of an arrest after the mayor of San Jose said on Twitter that a suspect had been captured, but later deleted it. Channel 2 also reported that a 22-year-old man had been apprehended. Police say no services were taking place at the time of the stabbing.